Stick home after their performance, modern musicians have joined the queue of shouting out the names of influential or business persons in their musical pieces for financial remuneration. Baba Fatuma Taja Fama, Baba Isa
Maigarisa Numa, Baba Haja Hawa Jafama. The cop was named to beg for money. Most of these politicians and business people go for cheap popularity, and those people call the name so that the people can give them some money. Even their albums do not sell.
They do this in order to attract attention, because in our Cameroon society today, they lack sponsors.
Eze Donking, a local musician based in Ngaoundere, brings forth some reasons for this practice.
Here in Ngaoundere, the music don't give anything. When we sing music, they are not selling. People are not interested in music. I don't have to call people name. What are we calling? All is my God. I don't have to praise people for what they don't do, what they don't merit.
Staff man Amos Enonyaket Agbo reporting there. We now go over to the foot of Mount Fako in Boya, where parents and guardians in the southwest have been told to let children get as much play as possible due to the importance of play to the psychosocial development of young ones. That encouragement comes from experts in social issues in the southwest region. Charles Abuno talked to one expert and now reports.
It is well known that children just love to play.
Madame Efande Placid, Regional Chief of Control Brigade of Social Action, Minas Southwest. Children, they like to be active, they like to be touching one thing here and there. They are very adventurous, trying to discover new things.
A very important benefit of play is that it contributes in building the reasoning faculty of children and their ability to function in a variety of environments.
Promotes the development of the child's intellect, the child's physique, emotions. Play equally shows that a child is stable. Play enables you to discover certain talents in children. Play adds to helping the child associate with the child's immediate environment and even external environment. So play is a way of helping the child to socialize.
Many institutions in the Southwest region, such as schools, are adhering to the government recommendation that there be enough space for play on campuses.
Basic education, nursery, primary schools. Most schools have playground for the children, and that is to enforce this government action to show that at least play is necessary for the child's development. At the level of secondary education, children have what they call social clubs. You have journalism club, music. That is a way of playing and interacting. I think the aspect of socializing is important.
Parents and guardians in the Southwest region are expected to free their young ones to have much needed playtime when good opportunities arise.
Reporting for the regional news, I am Charles Abuno in Boya.
And a misunderstanding has aroused between shop owners at the Yaoundé Central Market and mobile vendors, particularly those selling in wheelbarrows. The shop owners accuse the mobile vendors for making brisk business as they sell without paying taxes. Irene Mante Ayonge from CRTV Center tells us more.
It is a very busy day at the Central Market here in Yaoundé. The pavements and entrance to shops have all been occupied by those selling different items on wheelbarrows. What is creating disorder and putting those selling in shops in jeopardy?
We that we have shop to pay taxes to the council, but those who are selling inside the wheelbarrow can pay. They pay nothing. We see them selling all over. What we are selling here in the shop, they are selling. Sometimes they used to come and park here in front of me. I won't fight with them because I'm driving them away. That I'm paying tax and I'm paying council and nothing. They are paying nothing except their 100 or 150 francs to the council.
Most of those coming to shop at the market quickly buy from those stations at the roadside at the detriment of those with shops. What could impact negatively the council treasury?
We have our personal information coming into them because they don't follow the rules and regulations of markets and the rest. So they sell at any rate because they don't have anything to lose. While we are living in under pressure of taxes forum and the
pillar. On their part, the mobile vendors who spoke off the mic say they can't afford to pay rent and taxes for permanent shops and can only sell this way to make ends meet. The vendors here regret that despite numerous complaints to the council authorities, their cries seem to have fallen on deaf ears as mobile vendors continue making bricks business. Irene Mantia-Yonge for the regional news in the center.
The regional news coming to you from the national station of the CRTV. We now go over to the grass field in Bamenda, where health practitioners have warned against the practice of drying clothes in unkempt surfaces as it exposes children to skin infections. One of such infections is the skin maggot, which could be detrimental if not quickly attended to. Veronica Aje tells us more.
The parasitic skin infestation very often affects children, giving them high temperatures. Dr. CB, a general practitioner at the Bamenda Regional Hospital, says skin maggots emanate from a dirty environment.
The adults usually lay eggs on soil contaminated with feces or urine, and even on wet clothes and bed linens. These eggs hatch into the larva within a period of 2 to 3 days. Now, when you get in contact with the larva, either from the clothes, bed linens, or soil, it can penetrate and affect any part of your body, causing painful boil-like lesions, usually on the buttocks, the thigh, and the trunk.
While many parents are yet to comprehend with the development of maggots in human body, Dr. CB stresses on proper cloth ironing, especially in humid periods.
You should avoid drying clothes on the grass. You should iron all clothes before you put them on, as this helps to kill the larva and the eggs. You can change your bed linens frequently. Make sure your babies don't creep in dirty environments, and you should inspect your baby regularly for any sore or lesion. If you have pets, you should keep them clean always, as they can also be a source of infection.
Caution should thus be taken by all, as the fly larva, medics add, could affect one's seeing, smelling, and hearing abilities. Veronica Aji for the regional news in Bamenda.
And relatedly, inhabitants of Boya have been advised to consider their daily choices of what they eat so as to prevent long-term chronic diseases. This is grounded on the fact that a healthy lifestyle promotes healthier and longer life. Doton Diale spoke to a lifestyle physician and put together this report from CRTV Southwest in Boya.
The food we eat, how and when we eat them, the drinks we ingest, and general lifestyle has an impact on our health. This is because the stomach is a place where good health and life are forged. Dr. Patience Kuno is a lifestyle medicine physician. She explains what lifestyle medicine is all about.
Lifestyle medicine is a medical specialty that focuses primarily on our daily choices to prevent and treat chronic diseases.
She expatiates on the principles of lifestyle medicine.
Health has 6 main pillars, and that is physical activity, healthy nutrition, stress management, restorative sleep, adequate social connections, and avoidance of harmful substances. So when you are able to put together all these aspects, then you are healthy.
If such a lifestyle is taken into consideration, then most of the chronic conditions could have been prevented. Thus, changing personal habits and behaviors with the use of healthier diets will improve the quality of life.
Lifestyle medicine is effective in treatment, prevention, and reversing of these illnesses. And it gives us the power to control our lives. And we know how important control is to us as humans. We've been feeling out of control for so long. We feel like people who are in a car about to crash, when with chronic illnesses coming in every day, with new diseases without names coming in every day. But the good news is that we can actually take control of these things just by changing our lifestyle.
She further explains what could be done at the individual level to prevent chronic diseases.
Cut out all the processed food, or most of the processed food. So all the added sugars, they bring it in different names every day, and it really has no health benefit. If you can cut down on those things, fiber is your friend. Fiber is what will help your body to fight all these illnesses. And fiber is only in plants. So when we process foods, we actually remove the fiber. We need to eat for health. We need to understand the food we are eating is medicine. That is how our parents live to 91 years. That is how they live to 100 years.
A healthy lifestyle, therefore, with good nutrition is vital for maintaining good health and prevent diseases. Ndoto Diale for the regional news in Buya.
We stay in Buya, where it has been observed that most people often do not pay particular attention to their socks. While we concentrate on other parts of the body, it is advised that we must never forget that our feet remain a part of the body as well. Ako Nora explores the discomfort our feet undergo if socks are poorly used and how it can be managed.
Often neglected but very important to complete most footwears, socks do more than just prevent the shoes from rubbing and blisters from forming. Wearing a pair of socks always is generally regarded as perfectly healthy if done properly. Have you ever been made to take off your shoes at a function while your feet are embraced to a ton, wet or dirty socks?
When I was in the high school, I was wearing boots, but my socks were so dirty and smelly that I got into the room and brought in all of the mud into the sister's room.
I felt hesitant because it never told me that I had to take off my shoe, and my socks was burst, and it was difficult for me to do that because that's a lot of disgrace to me.
Not that the day you choose to wear that old dirty socks might just be the day you are expected to take off your shoes for an expose. Therefore, no one has to be reminded that it is bad hygiene to wear a dirty pair of socks. Epa Mugaga, a teacher, advises.
We have socks that you wear with normal men's shoe, and you have socks that you wear with sports canvas. I wear only black socks. Black is an ideal color, and it goes with all colors of wears. I put on a pair of socks a day. And when I come back from work, the first thing I do is to sun my socks. Always make sure you clean your toes in between when you take your bath, especially with a towel. Grease it or a rubbing oil or lotion before you put on your socks. It automatically kills odor. So my general advice to men is be careful the way you manage your socks, and it's a clear presentation of who you are.
Remember, cleanliness builds up that confidence. A clean pair of socks is no different from an exposed tie, knotted in all glory.
Nora Akokebi for the regional news in Buya.
And that report by Nora puts a cap on today's regional news, in which you heard shop owners at the Yaoundé Central Market are complaining about the high sales made by mobile vendors who do not pay taxes. Populations of the southwest region have been advised by experts to eat balanced diets so as to stay healthy. And in this newscast, we discover the praise singing activity in the Adamawa region. The regional news was brought to you by Vanessa Wunnang. Sinamong Lunch and Date continues with Lucy Buma.
At 22 minutes after 2 p.m., we bring to you Environment Issues. Yesterday, June 17, was observed as World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought under the theme United for Land, Our Legacy, Our Future. Desertification, according to the UN definition, is a degradation of land in arid, semi-arid, and dry sub-humid areas, with climate variations and human activities such as deforestation regarded as the two main causes of desertification, our environment reporter Aisha Mama in the following report says tree planting can go a long way.